Chapter 16. Happily Ever After. When the coronation was happening, Miles was looking for Edward. He was very worried about his young friend. He was also worried about Lady Edith and Hendon Hall. Miles went to the palace and he waited outside. He was hoping to see the king and ask for his help. He waited for so long that he fell asleep. The next morning, a servant walked out of the palace. He saw a man asleep by the palace gates. There were often people sleeping there, but this man was different. After the coronation, the new king told all the servants to look for a tall man in old soldier's clothes. He was called Miles Hendon, and he was a good friend of the new king. The servant looked at the sleeping man. He was tall, and he was wearing old soldier's clothes. The servant woke the man up.
"Is your name Miles Hendon?" he asked.
"Yes, it is," replied Miles. "Why?"
"Come with me, sir," said the servant. "We are going to see the king."
The servant took Miles into the palace. Miles was very surprised. He thought it would be very difficult to meet the king, but it was easy. They went into a big room with lots of people in it. Miles stood in the middle of the room and he waited to speak to the king. The new king was sitting on the throne and he was talking to a servant. Miles looked around the beautiful room. He felt very lucky. The new king was wearing expensive fine clothes. There were lots of servants all around him. Then Miles saw the king's face.
"My boy," whispered Miles to himself. "Is it really him?"
Miles could not believe it. The king looked just like young Tom Canty. He had an idea. He saw a chair in front of the throne. He walked over to it and sat down.
"What are you doing?"
shouted a servant.
"You can't sit down in front of the king."
The king heard this and he looked at Miles.
"Oh, yes, he can," said the king, smiling. "This man is Miles Hendon. He is my good friend. He can sit down in front of the king, and so can all of his children, forever and ever."
Miles could not speak. He laughed and cried at the same time. His young friend was not mad. He really was the king.
"I sent my guards to Hendon Hall," the king said. "Hugh said that he wrote the letter. Do not worry. He will go to prison. You can live in Hendon Hall and you can marry Lady Edith."
Miles was so happy. He wanted to kiss the boy. Then he remembered that his young friend was the king. And he went down on his knees.
"Thank you for everything, my king," said Miles. "I will return to Hendon Hall and marry Lady Edith. But please, don't send Hugh to prison."
"Okay, he won't go to prison,"
You are a very kind man and a true friend, Sir Miles. I hope you will be very happy, said the king.
Then Tom Canty came into the room. He was not wearing rags, but his clothes were plain. Miles could not believe what he saw. The boy looked the same as his king. The story was all true.
Tom Canty, said King Edward, I've been told about your life in the palace. I'm pleased with you. You were a good king. I want you to live in Christ's Hospital and help the boys there. Make them clever and kind like you. I will give you and your family lots of money. You will never be poor or hungry again.
Miles Hendon returned to Hendon Hall and married Lady Edith. Tom, his mother, and his sisters went to live in Christ's Hospital. They never saw John Canty or Grandmother Canty again. Tom helped the boys at the hospital, and he lived a long and happy life. People always spoke about his life in the palace. Edward saw Tom Canty and Miles Hendon often, and they always talked about their story. Sadly, though, King Edward died when he was just 15. Before he died, he was a great king. He was very kind to his people. He listened to them and he helped them. This is because he learned a lot when he was a pauper.